Let's go to business now, and I understand a former Mardi Cup veteran himself, Giles Beckford.
No. Merely I attended Tauranga Boys College, which was quite a serious Mardi Cup contender. I was asked to try out as a cox for some of the teams, and I think my somewhat erratic steering probably sort of, I think it put paid to my rowing career. Although I think they were more than happy to sort of chuck me in, as coxes tend to when they...
Yes.
But never mind, let's get to the important things. And an economist believes a double-dip recession means the Reserve Bank will slash rates by a full percentage point this year. The market is currently pricing in a 75 basis point cut. As we know, the economy shrank 0.1% in the last 3 months of 2023. That followed a 0.3% contraction in the previous quarter. Indeed, the economy shrank in four of the past 5 quarters. Well, David Bassanese, a chief economist at the large Australian fund manager Beta Shares, says with the cash rate having been raised to such a high level, there's scope for a large cut.
The economy is proving to be weaker than expected. I think the fact that it did dip into the negative for the second quarter in a row may well prove a psychological blow, I think, and for both households and businesses, that the economy has tipped back into a technical recession. I think that's just going to add to the weakness of the economy, and I think the case will build for the RBNZ to be cutting rates in the second half of the year rather than next year.
That's David Bassanese from Beta Shares. The banking industry says the Commerce Commission draft report on personal banking services and competition in the sector puts the onus on the government and the regulators to act. The report pointed to structural barriers and the compliance burden as factors in the dominance of the big four Australian-owned banks and a lack of progress on open banking. The chief executive of the Banking Association, Roger Beaumont, pushes back against the claim that banks are focused on profits, limiting competition and underinvesting. He says it's all about the rules.
It's everything from capital requirements through to AML and know your customer requirements. And even recent things that have taken up a huge amount of time and resource, like the controversial triple CFA. All of these regulations combined are an enormous time consumer.
Well, the big banks that we spoke to said they were digesting the 300-page report but had no problems with more competition, and they supported speeding up the development of open banking. And the Financial Services Federation, which represents small banks and non-banking organisations, wants the government to get on with implementing the Commission's recommendations. Its Executive Director, Lynn McMorran, says some of the recommendations are simple to implement and would greatly improve competition between the Big Four and its members.
You know, there are some practical steps that could be taken by government, such as, for example, the Reserve Bank levelling the playing field in terms of prudential requirements. Those kinds of things are actually quite easy to do and will make a material difference.
Meanwhile, one company involved in developing open banking says direct actions needed to speed up its implementation. Josh Daniel, the founder of the open banking infrastructure service Akahu, says the big banks are in control of the development of the system but are taking too long to get it going.
There is a industry body that has been coordinating the development of open banking rules, but we have really seen little in the way of delivery. A lot of people in market, ourselves included, believe that a regulator needs to step in here and take controls away from the banks that aren't necessarily aligned with flourishing open banking.
Josh Daniel says the Commission's recommendations to support competition are, in his words, spot on. Let's have a look at the markets now. Wall Street touching record highs, chip stocks doing particularly well. Investors also comforted by the prospect the Federal Reserve will stick to 3 rate cuts this year. Dow Jones average currently up 0.8%, the S&P 500 up 0.5%, the NASDAQ up 0.4%. They have just trimmed their gains in the past half hour. The local top 50 index gained 83 points yesterday, about 0.75%. The New Zealand dollar, 60.4 US cents, 91.9 Australian, 47.7 pence, 55.6 euro, 91.7 yen and 4.35 yuan. Brent crude oil is down about 50 cents at $85.40 US a barrel, and gold is down $6 at $2,179 US dollars an ounce.